Welcome back to the Daf in Depth. On today's Daf, Nida Daf Mem Beis. Let's touch upon a very famous Chakira that's discussed in many of the Gedolei Acharonim to find a comprehensive list and a thorough review of this Shaila. I would recommend looking at the Stipler in his Sefer Kehilos Yaakov in Nida or Taharos Simin Mem Gimel. It's on page Kuf Tezvav. But Reb Chaim Brisker, in his Sefer on the Rambam, in Hilchas Avos HaTumos, page Pei Gimel, it's Perek Gimel Alocha Aleph, he discusses the Shaila of a Nivlas Oif Tahar. We know that the carcass of a kosher bird has a different status of Tumah, or it acts differently than other Nevelas. All other Nevelas, if you touch a Kazayas, if you carry a Kazayas, you become Tameh. A nivlas oif tahar, the only way it's metama a person is only if it's in his beis habliya. It goes into his throat, and that's where it could be metame the person. So now the Acharonim discuss the following chakira. As mentioned, Reb Chaim in his sefer discusses this. The Asman Doiraiser, Reb Yosef Engel in Klal Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph, the Chazanish in a couple places, all discuss the following. This nivlas oif tahar, which is only metama in your beis habliya, is it because there's a Maisa Achila, and the only way to be Metama is by doing a Maisa Achila, which means eating it and having it in your Beis Habliya. Or, it's really Metama B'mago Maso, like all other Tumas. Just as Gzeres HaKasuv, that the place that it has to be Metame, is in the Beis Habliya. And there are obviously many Nafkaminas, and the Acharonim discuss many places in Shas, which they want to bring Rayas from. But Reb Chaim brings two rayas from the Lashon of the Rambam, and then a raya from our Gemara, Nida Daf Mem Beis, which the Stipler says is a raya atzuma. So let's read the Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph and Hilchas Avos HaTumos, in the middle. V'ketzad hi tumasa, eino metama loy b'maga v'loy b'masa, v'loy kishihi b'seich ha'peh, elo b'seich beis habliya, shenemar v'chol nefesh asher toichal, eino metama elo kishihi b'beis ha'nefesh, Reb Chaim says, the fact that the Rambam specified and went out of his way to tell us that it's a specific place where the Achila has to happen, must be that it's not a regular Maisa Achila. No other place in Kol HaTorah Kula is there a specification exactly where the Maisa Achila has to take place. The Rambam is telling us something, that there's a specific place where it has to be, a Mokim Mesuyim, in order for the Tumah to happen. The second thing he says is that a regular Maisa Achila is not Nigmar until it's past the Beis Habliya. And the Raya that he brings is from a Gemara and Daf Lamed Amr Beis in Masechtas Ksubis, that a Zar is only Chayav on eating Truma once it gets past the Beis Habliya. So it's not possible to say that by Nivla Saif Tahar, the reason why and the way it's being Metameh is because it's a Maisa Achila, because then it wouldn't be able to be Metameh as long as it's in the Beis Habliya. Now to our Gemara. The Gemara, towards the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis, asks the following question. Mokem nivlas oif tahar belua have oi beis astarim have. This place in your throat, which is the place where an oif tahar could be metame, is that considered a beis astarim or a mokem belua? L'may nafkemina, if a person had somebody else stick a nevela down his throat, not the nevela of an oif tahar, but the nevela of another animal, which is metama b'maga, and it got stuffed down his throat, so it didn't touch any part of his body until it was in his throat, is that place a mokem balua? And if it's a mokem balua, Rashi explains, it loses its shem tumah totally, and can't be metama even b'masa, or it's a mokem beis astarim, and if it's a mokem beis astarim, it just can't be metama b'maga. But if a person is walking around, it definitely will be metama the person b'masa. So Reb Chaim says, this that Rava holds, that the Mokim of Nivlas Oif Tahar is Beis Astarim, and not Balua, it's Pashit that it can't be that the Tumah of the Nivlas Oif Tahar happens through a Maisa Achila, because Achila only happens through Balia. And if there's a Tumah possible already in a Mokim Sheina Balua, that's Muchach that its Tumah can't be within Achila. And again, the Stipler says this is a Raya Atzuma. So again, what we're taking away is that there's a Chakira that all the Acharonim discuss is the Nivlas Oif Tahar, the Mokim, Beis Habliya, where the Oif Tahar is Metame, is that through a Maisa Achila Or is that midin maga o masa, like all other tumis, with many nafkaminis, and the Achronim discussed this by Richos, but we have a raya from our Gemara to the tzad that it's not a maisa achila, rather it is metama, like all other tumis, and is gzeres akasa, that the place that it has to be is in the Beis Habliya.